We welcome the Ugandan government's participation in the UPR process and engagement with civil society. I wish to extend my appreciation to Ugandan civil society organizations that engaged in the process. The National Coalition of Human Rights Defenders Uganda hosted and coordinated the National Civil Society Stakeholders Forum on the UPR in Uganda for the third cycle. With the support of partners including Defend Defenders, we enhanced knowledge and participation of civil society in the UPR process. We organized and made reports on 22 thematic human rights clusters. Ugandan civil society massively invested in the UPR process. We hope that the state will reconsider recommendation number 125.67 offered by Malawi to develop an implementation plan for the systematic implementation of the UPR recommendation. Mr. President, we welcome Uganda's acceptance of recommendations to domesticate ratified international instruments. We regret, however, that Uganda did not commit to ratify additional instruments as recommended by Ghana, Mauritius, Mali, Iceland, or Paraguay. Uganda's refusal to ratify the 1962 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness is disappointing, given Uganda's open-door policy and its status as a host country for refugees in East Africa and the Great Lakes region. We regret that the government noted recommendations on the excessive use of force by security forces and the need to combat impunity. We also regret that recommendations referring to freedoms of expression, peaceful assembly, and association were noted. We call on the government to reconsider its position on the 16 recommendations, specifically referring to civic space and human rights defenders, which it noted. These recommendations were offered by states from all regional groups, from Africa to Latin America, Eastern Europe, Asia Pacific, and Western states. Overall, Mr. President, Uganda's acceptance rate of the recommendation it received during this third review is low at 51%. That's 139 out of 273. I thank you for your attention.